From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis, filling in for Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Tom Baudette, PJ O'Rourke, and Roxanne Roberts. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. In just a minute, Bill loads the limerick cannon with rhyme balls. It's a listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, though, some more questions for you from the week's news. Tom, if you want to be taken seriously as a business, as an enterprise, you have to respond to your customers. That's why what big organization just set up a complaints department for the first time?
The Internal Revenue Service?
Oh, no.
They could use one. I mean,
well, this is, we were talking about this institution last week. They've been corporatizing, it seems, surprisingly. Last week we talked about a personnel problem they had.
Oh, Al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda, yes.
Wow.
Amazingly enough, they're continuing down this corporate route.
Would you ever drop a complaint in that box?
Well,
Tom, so to speak, I would.
So
I'll about a 500-pound complaint with a fuse.
Now, Al-Qaeda, as we've seen, is kind of becoming like Comcast, but less evil. And they're finally listening to their customers. It's about time. It is the worst when they tell you they're going to bomb you between 9 a.m. and noon, and they don't show up until 4. I mean, I could have been doing other things with my day, Al-Qaeda. The idea is that they're taking on sort of these quasi-official roles in governments in the Middle East. They want to look legitimate. So according to Al-Qaeda, quote, the complaint should be in writing, provide details, and give evidence. And never ones to pass up an opportunity to do marketing. They add, quote, check this box if you'd like to receive exciting updates and offers from Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda.com, or WholeFoods.com.
There goes a sponsor.
And if you want your terror attack delivered free, you have to sign up for Al-Qaeda Prime. Tom, there's a new source of shame, good news, for those of us who enjoy shame.
Oh, God, I grew up Catholic. They've come up with more?
Yeah. But according to a column in the Wall Street Journal this week, you're not alone in feeling shame about it. What is this particular habit that you have that you don't need to feel shame about because everybody does it?
Oh, God, do I have to say these all out loud? Okay, I said, so it's a habit we all have that we kind of feel ashamed about and we shouldn't anymore.
Right, well, because so many people do it. It's like, well, it's time to admit that you only got through 25 Shades of Grey.
Don't finish books that
right.
You start.
Half a book syndrome.
Oh, God, I've never felt ashamed about that.
Yeah, apparently everybody is a common thing.
They did. I found one thing I don't feel ashamed about.
That's incredible.
You know, and honestly, you can take that into confession.
Right.
You know? You can say, Father, I have not finished, and if it's only, there's one book you're supposed to finish, but if it's any of the rest of them, you're good.
Good.
Yeah, no, apparently so many of us, because we're all overstimulated, have too many distractions, have all these books piling up that we've read half of them and we can't quite get back to them. Maybe we don't like them, but we feel guilty about we haven't finished it. It's tough. I mean, but you can manage it. If somebody wants to talk to you about that book that you're supposed to be reading, you didn't finish it, you can just fake it. You can extrapolate. It's like, oh yeah, I loved To Kill a Mockingbird. It was so sad when they finally killed that mockingbird.
Well, I buy far more books than I read, and I have, they're stacked. I've gone by this rule for years. If you have a book, whether you've started it or not, if you've read some of it, or at least the jacket copy, and it's been on your nightstand for 6 months, you can claim to have read it at a dinner party.
Just absorb.
Yeah. I am 3/4 of the way through Atonement. It is at the peak of the action where the criminal is there, and the father is there, and the daughter is there, and is it going to be rape? Is it going to be murder? Is it going to be mayhem? That's not Atonement?
No.
Oh, no, that. Okay. Well, it was this other one, or Saturday, or whatever.
Yeah.
That was Saturday. Okay. And I realized at that moment I didn't care what happened to any of those people. I just didn't care. I just played. They were made up people anyway. It's just a novel.
Well, you have to. I mean, I'm Jewish, so of course, you know, I
You're
never
guilty about everything.
Yeah, and more to the point, we only read half the Bible. So. I understand it takes a real left turn in the second half. Am I right about that?
It's kind of a surprise ending. I won't wreck it for you.
All right.
No spoiler alert here.
Thank you. I've been avoiding seeing the movie because I don't want to ruin it. Eventually I'll get around to it.